This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that central agencies like the Enforcement Directorate and the CBI should be allowed to work independently and the government and politicians should not interfere in their functioning. During an interview with a private news channel while replying to a question on allegations of misuse of central agencies, Mr. Modi said that they are just doing their work and that even as a prime minister, he has no right to interfere in the work of the ED. Mr. Modi said that questions should be raised if the ED and CBI do not do their jobs, but here the opposition is instead asking why the agencies are doing their jobs. He said before 2014, the ED conducted only 84 searches, but after 2014, a total of 7,000 searches were conducted, which shows the efficiency of this agency. In reply to another question, the Prime Minister said the model of his government is to empower every citizen of the country, especially the poor. He said it is the responsibility of the government to reduce the burden on the country's citizens. The filing of nomination papers for the third phase of the Lok Sabha elections ended on Friday. Scrutiny of papers was taken up yesterday. In the third phase, 94 parliamentary seats in 10 states and 2 union territories will go to polls on the 7th of next month. Tomorrow is the last day for the withdrawal of candidature. In Gujarat, scrutiny of nomination forms was also taken up for by-elections to the 5 assembly seats. Meanwhile, the filing of nominations for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha polls is underway. In this phase, 96 parliamentary seats spread over 9 states and the UT of Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls on the 13th of May. Nominations for this phase can be filed till the 25th of this month. Senior Congress leader and former National President Rahul Gandhi will address a public meeting in Satna, Madhya Pradesh today. Mr. Gandhi will reach the BTI ground in Satna by 12 noon. State Congress President Jitu Patwari, Rajya Sabha MP Vivek Tankha and former Union Minister Arun Yadav will also address the meeting. On the other hand, the Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav is leading the BJP campaign today. The Chief Minister will address meetings in Rewa, Sagar and Chhatarpur. BJP State President Vishnu Dutt Sharma will address meetings in Chandla and Rajnagar of Khajuraho Lok Sabha and former Chief Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will address meetings in Vidisha. State Minister Prahlad Patel will participate in the programs organized in Banda, Deori and Udaipura areas. Mahavir Jayanti is being celebrated today with traditional religious fervour. On this auspicious occasion, the followers of Jainism will visit Jain temples and worship and also take out religious processions with the idol of Lord Mahavir. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the 2550th Bhagwan Mahavir Nirvan Mahotsav at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Prime Minister Modi also released a commemorative stamp and a coin and will be addressing a gathering on this occasion. President Draupadi Murmu has extended greetings to the citizens, especially to the Jain community, on the occasion of Mahavir Jayanti. The National Testing Agency, or NTA, has begun the registration process for the University Grants Commission National Eligibility Test, UGC-NET, June 2024. Interested candidates can apply for the National Eligibility Test through the link available on the official website. The registration process will remain open till the 10th of May. The last date for submission of the examination fee through online mode is the 11th and 12th of May. The correction window will open on the 13th of May and will close on the 15th of May. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has forecast that severe heat wave conditions will continue to prevail over Gangetic West Bengal till today and in isolated pockets over Jharkhand and Bihar till the 24th of this month. The IMD said Delhi will witness strong surface winds during the daytime today and a generally cloudy sky with light rain tomorrow. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Delhi Capitals by 67 runs in Delhi last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.